Guru was always very interested in sport, in track and field, in games. At the Aurobindo Ashram, he was a football player, a volleyball player, the captain of those teams, and later on the coach of those teams. He was the sprint champion and the decathlon champion. So he was very, very interested in sport, and it was really very central to his, like, his view of the world. When he had his first birthday celebration in 72, there was a track and field meet. I think people practiced for about 3 weeks beforehand at Jamaica High School Track. Jamaica High School Track in those early days was important to Guru. He went there a lot. The results in the sports meet were not that great. There were some people who were quite good, and they were still quite young, were just fresh out of university, and so could still perform. And Guru himself also could perform and would perform. Guru enormously liked the venue of a sporting event. I mean, if you see Guru on a track, you could see that he's completely in his element. He's happy, he's relaxed, he's really enjoying himself enormously. And that was true right through his life, even when he was no longer very mobile. Jamaica High School Track was very different then from what it is now. First of all, it was a cinder track, and the center was like a dirt field with grass growing in it in patches. And there was a chain link fence around it, but the chain link fence had holes in it. Also, New York was a very different place. It was a much more disorderly place. Guru used to go to the track, and he would play tennis on the tennis courts along 168th Street, and the disciples would theoretically train by running around the track. Then also people would play soccer in the middle and do other things like that. Later on, they set up a kind of a tennis court over by the wall, over by the back wall. They developed some sort of hole that was held in place, and they put these hooks in the ground. And Guru would play tennis with different people with different qualities of capacity, and people would run around the track. In 76, they organized something called Liberty Torch, which was a relay run. It was the first kind of relay run that the center did. It was round the 50 states of the United States to celebrate the bicentenary of the United States. After that, Guru became interested in long-distance running and became interested in the disciples doing long-distance running. The guy who started the Liberty Torch was the first disciple we know to run a marathon, and everybody was completely impressed that anyone could actually run a marathon. I think it was in 77 that they had the first New York City marathon through the five boroughs. And Guru put together a team, I think only of boys, with a uniform, a red uniform. And they had their picture taken at the Jamaica High School track, and they ran the marathon. The next year, it expanded greatly. And also, our connection with the New York City Roadrunners greatly increased. Fred, Ted Corbett, and a couple of other guys had founded the Roadrunners Club. And we made contact with them, and Guru liked Fred, and Fred liked Guru. If Guru was doing a function in Manhattan, Fred would always come. And we helped a lot. Initially, we used to pack the lunches, and then afterwards, we would clean up. The numbers the next years were greater. Then I remember Guru would go to the track, and after, he would go there every morning virtually, and people would train, and he would play tennis, and at the end, he would have a short meditation. Sometimes he would have it on that tennis court. Sometimes we'd have it on the stairs. I don't know if the stairs are still there. Sometimes Guru would sit on the top of the stairs or halfway up the stairs, and the disciples would sit around him, and he would meditate. And very occasionally, there was a wall along there parallel to the wall of the school, and sometimes Guru would have the meditations in there for reasons I don't know what. I remember it must have been in 78. We were having a meditation there, and Guru started, after the meditation, Guru said, well, now I want to do something new, something different. And he proposed the 47-mile race for his 47th birthday, and he asked for volunteers. And I remember thinking, I was not really enthusiastic about doing this, but I said, well, if Guru actually asked me, I'll have to say yes. So he did, of course, ask me, and I had to say yes. And so I think about maybe 50 people ran it, and everybody finished except Mohan, who broke his toe. And that was again, Guru started to become involved with ultras. I think it was maybe 78 that they had the first 6 day on Randall's Island. The New York Roadrunners Club had it. Fred asked us to help. He asked us to count, basically. And this is when Guru started becoming involved with these 24-hour races and subsequently multi-day races. It was a six-day race in which Yanis Kouros appeared out of nowhere and became kind of the demigod of that type of world. Yanis also liked Guru enormously, and Guru also liked Yanis enormously. Some disciples ran that race. But the disciples counted it. I remember being there. There was like a storm, and the tent nearly blew down. And but the Road Runners Club abandoned these multi-day races because they were just very expensive. They were very time-consuming, and there was really, really not that much interest in them. But Guru definitely took them on. And so that's when Guru started becoming involved in kind of multi-days. And Guru would also change the number of days. Rather than making it 6 days, Guru made it 5 days. He made it 7 days. He made it 10 days. And then he got into the ultra trio. He did the 700, the 1300, and the 1000. And meanwhile, the marathon is still going on. I mean, every October, November, people from all over the world would come to Queens. You know, there'd be a kind of, it was like a mini celebration that lasted for several days. But as time went on, initially, for example, when Guru had Sports Day, they took place in Connecticut or upstate New York, not upstate, but downstate New York. And gradually, Guru brought things further and further in. Like, you would go less and less distance to where the races are, which is when they set up the race course around Thomas Edison High School. Initially, I think it was 2,700, and then they did that for only 1 year, and then Guru extended it to 3,100. Guru was always really enthusiastic about running. As long as he could run, he ran. And Guru was not only interested in the disciples running, he was very interested in himself running, and in all these schemes, all these training programs. There was a thing called the road crew. Guru would go running in the middle of the night, quite long distances, like for hours. But he also wanted the courses measured. And he also needed people with him, because as I say, in those days, New York was still quite dangerous. Everybody got mugged coming from the subway station to the block. And there's also a great picture of Guru going by the subway entrance of Sutphin Boulevard on the north side, and the cops are coming up with some, you know, perp whom they just picked up in the subway. So it was really a wild time. So the road crew would go out, and the road crew would measure all these courses. And there were all these measured courses all over the place. Then Guru always had a problem with the length of his stride. It was never really long enough for him. If you see some of the pictures of him on the ashram, he's racing against a guy who has got a better stride than him. So Guru had all these schemes to increase his stride length. I mean, much later on, when he was not really running distance, he got this idea of trying to run a really fast 100 meters. And there was a whole program about trying to do that. And all these training programs and stride length programs. One could go on forever.